Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, it is Thursday Night Football between the Falcons and the Buccaneers. We talked a lot about a pass rush on this show. How can they affect quarterback Baker Mayfield, who is really good at extending plays with his legs?
I think the first thing is you got to win on first down, and it sounds silly. Why are you talking about first down when that's probably a rundown in a lot of situations? And it's probably 60-40 these days when you say run pass option most teams.
Maybe.
But you got to, if you win on first down, and what I mean by win on first down is keep, you know, three or less. I think you can you're good, because now you're going to kind of put them where they want to throw the ball, but you just can't give up big plays and anything over 4 yards to an offense on first down, because then it makes it so much harder for you to stop a conversion with the way everything is, especially the way you're playing off of guys. To me, Mike, that's the first thing. Can you get them in second and third in long situations where you can maybe dial something up, or you can almost afford to play a little bit tighter?
Yeah. And look, man, I'll be honest with you. If I'm game planning the Buccaneers after watching what last week was, and I know how bad we've struggled on the pass rush and everything else, I'm almost calling a spade and saying, I'll just drop eight. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just drop eight in the coverage. I think you kind of do the opposite, and I think you kind of alluded to this earlier. I think you'd be better off running some run blitzes on maybe first down and then dropping eight in the coverage on third if you can get them in that situation, because they're getting it out so fast, and they kind of run the empty sets and they run the quick throws, a lot of screens in the flat and everything else, getting linemen out in front, other people blocking. They do such a good job of just getting out of his hands that I don't know that you even want to waste your time trying to say, well, we got an edge rush. I don't think you'll get home, man. I really don't. And so I think it's going to be a lot of frustration for that unit up front if and when you get to third and seven and you don't get home, because he's getting it out so freaking fast.
Why don't we run some more twists or stunts or something? I haven't seen a ton. I know we've some here, but I feel like last year we did a lot of that, and it helped some with the pass rush. Can we do some of that stuff up front and kind of give them something to get confused on and maybe miss an assignment on?
We've seen a fair amount. It hasn't been a ton, and a lot of it has involved Caden Ellis, the linebacker core, and other people beginning to do some things. Then also last week you started to see them kind of bringing in secondary blitzes. We mentioned how big the sack was from D. Alford. And so I think that's going to be a big component moving forward. But like I said, I think you just have to pick your spots. I think situationally you have to be careful with what you're doing down in and down out, because I think that me and you have talked about kind of Philadelphia's effort, that Sunday day game, they're in the sun. I think a lot of it had to do up front with the fact that they're just not getting home. It almost feels like if you give effort in the first 2 seconds of a play and you're one of those defensive linemen, it feels like you're wasting your time. It feels like you're wasting your effort. Then all of a sudden you get hit in the mouth and you're like, man, I didn't expect that. It's because they've lulled you to sleep by saying you can't rush the passer and they're getting the ball out right now.
So you look at this matchup then. If they win this, then the following week you got the Panthers, right? So they could potentially be 3-0 in Division South play. Really, how big would a win be tomorrow night?
Well, it's huge, because look, New Orleans was coming in; they were 2-1 coming in. You knocked them to 2-2. You got a division win over them. Now you're at the same record with them, but they got the same. But you got a division win. You beat Tampa Bay on Thursday night, and now you're at 3-2, where they'd be 3-2. You have a game in hand over them, and you'd be 2-0 in the division. It's everything. Look, you get two wins every time you beat your opponent. You're a division opponent in my eyes. Maybe you look at it, but you not only do you get a division win, but you get a win over them. And if you beat if you finish with the same record as Tampa Bay and you won the season series, boom. Or if you finish with the same record as Tampa Bay, but you have a better division record, hey, there you go. You've got the tiebreaker. So these division wins are important. You have to win games in conference and in division. Those are the ones that count the most when you're trying to get a playoff spot if you have tiebreakers that come into play. But more importantly, you're beating a rival and you're beating a team you're going head-to-head with.
Well, let me underline the importance of that, too, because you have a tough game against a good Tampa Bay team. Let's just say on the flip side, if you don't win it, Carolina's playing Chicago this week. Now, it's at Soldier Field. It's up in Chicago, but it's going to be an early game. That's a winnable game for Carolina, and I think that people kind of lose sight of that. This is not Bryce Young's Carolina team, right? This is Andy Dalton's Carolina team right now, and they're a lot better off than they were with Bryce Young at the helm. So just look at the fact that you could see Carolina maybe creep to 2-3. If you slide to 2-3, then all of a sudden you're playing them the next week. You don't want that scenario either. So I think you have to kind of underline, you know, the importance of this game. It's a Thursday night. You ought to, you know, you're both coming off short weeks, but I don't think anybody will have a problem finding the energy in terms of hitting the field tomorrow night. And hopefully the Falcons can go out and put their best foot forward and show some kind of offensive identity the way you have not really through most of the season so far.
Yeah, I think a fast start is crucial. You know, you didn't get off to a fast start last week against New Orleans. I didn't feel like, you took that first drive, then you stalled. You did get the touchdown, but offensively, you didn't get a fast start. Defensively, you allowed them to go down the field twice in the first two drives and put 14 points on the board. You know, you're going to come in here banged up a little bit because you're tired. It's a short week, but so are they. They are too, and they are going to do everything they can to try to get neutralize you. You are one of the better teams on first and second down at getting first downs, but you're also the worst team. You are, hold on, wait for it. Oh, yeah, you're 29th on third down conversions. That is brutal. You have to keep drives going. You have to get in a rhythm and possess the ball because a short week, your defense is already going to be a little tired after a long week last week when they're on the field for so long. Again, help them out.
And I met the president again.
Again.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.